I'm Bill Littlefield. It's time now for the three stories you should know, at least according to me and my two guests. And this week, they are Andrea Kramer, correspondent for HBO's Real Sports and the NFL Network, and Will Leach of Sports on Earth. Welcome back, both of you.
Hello, Bill. Nice to see you.
Happy to be back on.
Impolite as it may seem, I'm going to start with me. On Friday, John Calipari, currently coaching the men's basketball team at Kentucky, was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach Calipari used to run the program at Memphis, and so the president of the university with which the basketball team there is vaguely affiliated proposed to honor Coach Cal with a dinner. No, shouted many Memphis fans as one. They hadn't forgotten that Calipari's achievements at Memphis had been nullified. He used ineligible players. Then he left the program for a better job just as the NCAA was about to sanction Memphis. And then he took his recruits with him to Kentucky. So John Calipari, headed for the Hall of Fame because he is, in fact, famous. He's also the embodiment of college basketball's hypocrisy. And I say three cheers for the Memphis fans who haven't forgotten that. I'm glad they pressured the president to back down. Will, are you with me?
I'm with you on the Memphis part. I have to say, though, I ultimately think that the world has actually come around to Calipari for the worse. I'm not saying that he's made the world a better place, but like a lot of things that Calipari did 10 years ago that we couldn't believe he was doing, now a lot of coaches kind of openly discuss. The reason Calipari has succeeded is because he understood in a way, the way college basketball was going. Maybe not the way we wanted it to go, but I think 10 years later, it's easy to see that it has gone that way.
You know what? I actually have a totally different take on this, and that is that regardless of the sport, I don't feel that active head coaches should be inducted into a Hall of Fame. I mean, look, Calipari, maybe he has come around, but he has a history. So I ask you, whether you're Calipari, whether you're Jim Boeheim, who's in the Hall of Fame as well, what if there is a major transgression? What are they going to do? Take you out? Are they going to vote you out?
You don't even have to wait for the major transgressions for Calipari. And I'm not even talking about the fact that he recruits kids who he knows are not students and he knows they're not going to be there in more than 6 months because they're going to go to the NBA or go play basketball in Europe. I didn't even bring that up because everybody's doing that. I'm talking about the nullifications and I'm talking about leaving programs in the lurch.
I certainly understand why Memphis doesn't like him. I'll put it that way.
That's the easy part. All right, Will, I understand that when at least one feature of old-timey baseball resurfaced this week, you found reason to rejoice. So explain, please.
All right, so on Wednesday night, Joey Votto, the player for the Cincinnati Reds, had enough troubles with the umpire that he flipped out. And he started screaming and yelling and getting in the umpire's face. He almost, you expect him to pick up dirt and throw it on his shoe. And it felt like this weird throwback that was charming in a way. Because, you know, now in the age of replay, yelling at the umpire seems like kind of getting upset at the copy machine or something. this is a middle manager guy that eventually, like the manager goes to the top step of the dugout, looks up, calls his video guy, and then trots out and says, "We want a formal review." That's no fun. I miss when we yelled at umpires. Votto was out of line, but very entertainingly in throwback out of line, I thought.
Andrea, should contemporary baseball include reminders of the glory days of Earl Weaver, Leo DeRocher et al.?
Yeah, I mean, you're waiting for Bobby Knight to throw a chair or something like that. But, you know,
I shouldn't laugh. That wasn't funny.
I'm sorry. But, you know, the game does seem so sanitized sometimes. I mean, look, you know, back to the NFL. I'm sorry about this. But you score a point. But wait, hold on. Don't cheer because we have to go to replay and make sure that it's good. I mean, at some point, these are all games where human nature is supposed to come into play. Judgment is supposed to come into play. Umpires have the experience, the intellect to judge these things, but human error is all part of it, and I do like Joey Votto's reaction.
I'm going to have to disagree, just for the reason that baseball games are already far too long. Arguments that we already know the outcome, they make the games even longer. I'd rather watch baseball than guys shouting at each other and kicking dirt on each other's shoes, so, you know.
But every now and then?
Okay, Andrea, I understand your story is something on the lighter side.
I'm usually the one who's, let's talk about domestic violence and let's talk about this social issue and that. So I want to digress just for one quick second. I grew up loving sports. It's been my passion my entire life. But then you grow up and you work in the business and you realize no cheering in the press box. And what you realize is that, hey, you have to be an objective journalist. But this week, I got to dispense with that very briefly. At the U.S. Open, I got to see the player who is my favorite in all of the sport, the absolutely magical Roger Federer. it was just so wonderful to see him. And it was really rare for me to just go back and enjoy sports from a fan's point of view.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm bad at many things. But one thing I'm very bad at is being an impartial sports reporter. You know? Frankly, one of the reasons that Deadspin was founded in the first place, because I had been in that press box and I felt so straitjacketed. I didn't cheer. I was a professional. But boy, did I want to. And it felt like I was almost getting the enjoyment of the game legislated out of me. Mm-hmm. So for me, I wanted to make sure to be able to write about sports in a way that allowed me to still be a fan. Certainly, there are a lot of very serious issues in sports, but it is still an escape. It is still a diversion in many ways. And I always try to remember, even while I still try to cover the serious things in sports and write about those, that this is supposed to be fun.
My guests for this week's Three Stories You Should Know have been Andrea Kramer, correspondent for HBO's Real Sports and for the NFL Network, and Will Leach of Sports on Earth. Thank you very much to both of you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for having us on, Bill.